I'm Steve Junker. Good afternoon. There are many outdoor events and activities planned for the Memorial Day weekend. How cooperative is the weather going to be? With us to talk weather, as he often does on Fridays, is meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hiya, Phil.
Good afternoon, Steve.
So, Phil, kind of a high-stakes forecast here, and even more so because all this end of the week, the picture's been so uncertain. Where's this weather coming from, and why has it been so hard to figure out what it's going to do?
Well, kind of an anomalous setup for this time of year. I mean, I don't know if people are following the weather too closely, but actually there's probably even going to be some snow in the mountains of New England, so that's how anomalous this pattern is. So basically a big dip in the jet stream coming down through the Great Lakes as we speak, moving into New England, and underneath that dip in the jet stream, a lot of cold air, much more like early April, late March, something like that, not too typical for late May. And so that's been really the big question is, would this materialize? All week long, computer models were kind of hinting that this last chunk of cold air was going to come down across the Great Lakes and try and form a storm along this cold front that's crossing through the area today, giving us all this rain today. And so, you know, through the week, it was kind of like, oh, boy, I'm not really sure this is going to happen or not. You typically don't get prolonged stretches of chilly weather this time of year. It's not unusual to get a day where it's a little bit below normal, but to get 2 or 3 days in a row where you're 5, 10, 15 degrees below normal is a little unusual. So that was kind of the big question mark, but certainly looks like that's materializing for the most part.
So this is the drum roll moment. What's your call for the weekend?
Well, I don't think the weekend will be a total loss. I mean, actually, the worst weather in New England will, or around this area, will really be west of us here on the Cape. You know, it's not going to be beautiful by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of clouds around, especially tomorrow and through the first part of Sunday. Temperatures generally in the 50s, maybe touching the low 60s if we're lucky. An active wind, a couple of showers around, really off Cape. Temperatures going to be in the 40s. You get into the higher terrain of Vermont and up into New York State, they're going to have snow, and they're going to be in the 30s. So, I mean, we're at least going to, we'll be a little bit better down here. By the time we get into the second half of Sunday, some drier air will start to work into this system as it starts to pull more towards Maine. So we should start to break up the overcast during the day on Sunday. Temperatures will start to climb back up. And actually, as we get towards Monday, we should be into sunshine and temperatures back more towards normal, 65 to 70 by the time we get to Monday. But tomorrow is really the ugly one. A little bit better on Sunday. Drastic improvement by Monday.
Meteorologist Phil Burt. You can find his forecast at CapeCodWeather.net. Phil, thanks for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve.